Dear Diary, I wish I'd been given the casket and burial plot kind of funeral instead of no funeral at all. I even know the type of headstone I'd like. Not the ones that lay flat on the ground. No one sees those. They get mowed over and stepped on. It would be nice to have an upright one in the shape of a heart, with a built-in vase for a nice flower or two. Preferably a daisy. My favorite. My headstone would say my name, Zia Evans, and my birth date. The day I actually came into the world, and not my rebirth, as many call it. April 16th, 1999. And, of course, the day I died. July 26, 2015. Sing a song, cry a little. Let me go to the great beyond, but no. None of that for me. The day I died has come and gone and isn't recorded anywhere. I still walk the earth and do everything the same as before, but with a handicap. My word for it. And no one cares I died anymore. I remember, though. Because the day I died was also the day I became a part of The Walking Dead. And also the day my life totally began to suck. I run the brush through my stringy hair and pull my hair back from my face with a headband. Except, of course, for a long strand left intentionally hanging down over the remainder of my right ear and discolored cheek. The only problem? A strand of hair can't hide the fact that I'm ugly. I used to be pretty, but not anymore. Death has a way of uglifying a person real fast. Will you hurry? I need to get in there too. My stepsister pounds on the bathroom door and rattles the doorknob as if that might make me quicker. It doesn't. In fact, I slow everything down. I'll be out when I'm out. Go away. I hate her. Ever since my dad married her mom and they moved into my house, I've hated her. I've never wanted to eat a person's brain more than I want to eat hers. I flick the metal band wrapped around my neck with an index finger. Stupid compliance band. I hate it, too. I'm a teenager. I'm supposed to hate things. But above everything, even my stepsister Isabel, I hate the band worst. I'm hungry all the time. And the stupid compliance band won't let me do a thing about it. Mom, she yells. Zia won't let me in the bathroom. I take a quick peek at myself in the mirror and release a frustrated breath. There's not much I can fix, but I try anyway. I dab foundation over my gray skin and place a bit of red lipstick on my lips. The red is too dark and looks like blood. I quickly grab a tissue and wipe it off. Kids at school would freak. But part of me wants to wear it anyway. If I didn't know they'd turn up the voltage on my neckband, I totally would.